Shakira.
That was stinky. Tune in to WOMY 90.9 FM on the answer.
Yeah, a little bit. It's kind of hot.
Over the years, you've brought them into your home. You were prescribed opioids after the C-section, when dad injured his back, when your basketball star tore his ACL. Opioids helped with the pain, and you held on to them, just in case. But did you know holding on to unused opioids puts your family at risk? Opioids are powerful, pain-reducing prescription medicines. But most people who are prescribed opioids don't finish their prescriptions. So millions of unused opioids are sitting in homes across the country. And tragically, more than 100 Americans die every day from overdoses involving opioids.
Hey, you. Yeah, you. Come here. You know you can't be out there with the undead on the loose. I'm going to try to get a radio signal to find help out there. Almost found something. Oh, I got it. You're listening to WONY 90.9 FM Oneonta. Oh, and check that door. Yeah, keep it locked.
Some of the best sounds you'll ever hear are generic. Safe. Effective. Even money-saving, just like FDA-approved generic drugs. Even if they don't come in the exact same color or shape as their brand name equivalents, they have the same key ingredients and go through a rigorous review process. Talk to your doctor or pharmacist today and visit fda.gov/generic drugs. Generics are safe, effective, and can save you money. You'll like the sound of that.
Hey everyone, you're listening to the WONY Weekly Update. Here are some things to look forward to this week. On Monday, October 13th, join the GSA for a drag ball fundraiser happening in Mills Dining Hall from 12 to 2 p.m. Also happening on Monday, join the Office of Global Education for study abroad tabling happening in Hunt Union Lobby from 2 to 3 p.m. Finally, join Activities Council for a night of Chuck's Comedy Club happening from 9 to 10 p.m. in the waterfront. On Tuesday, join Art and Scope for their general meeting happening from 6 to 7:30 p.m. in Fine Arts 164. Also happening on Tuesday, join Activities Council for a game of Trivia Tuesday happening in the Red Dragon Theater from 9 to 10 p.m. On Wednesday, join the Office for Equity and Inclusion for guest speaker Carmen Perez Jordan presenting Collective Heritage, Honoring the Past, Inspiring the Future. This will be happening from 6 to 7:30 p.m. in the Great Room of Lee Hall. On Thursday, join the Criminal Justice Club for a game of Jeopardy from 5 to 6 p.m. in Fitz 206. On Friday, join the Activities Council for their general body meeting happening from 3 to 4 p.m. in Hunt Union in the Leather Stocking Room. So happening on Friday, join Badminton for their general body meeting happening from 5:30 to 7:30 p.m. in Chase. On Saturday, join Club Odyssey for their third annual Pumpkin Palooza happening in Miller Plaza from 7 to 10 p.m. On Sunday, be sure to join the Ultimate Frisbee team for their practice happening from 11 a.m. to 12 p.m. in the intramural fields. This has been your WONY Weekly Update on WONY 90.9 FM Oneonta. More information about these events can be found on Campus Connections. Have a great week and keep it locked, everyone.
You're listening to The Rock Hour. All rock, all the hour on WONY 90.9 FM Oneonta. Keep it locked.
I think you'd agree. don't revive. I would paint all over it, but I'm afraid of heights. There's plenty of those old tapes playing around inside my head. I'm welcoming the future by letting go of it. Punch out the clouds, follow me. Blue sky, reach down, swallow me. Swallow me.
Thank you guys for listening to WNY 90.9 FM. My name is Joshua Youngquist, and I'm bringing you a special show for a very, very, very special guest here at WNY 90.9 FM, Oneonta. We have Neil Fryman with us, and you guys are all on in 3, 2, everyone's on.
Hi, guys.
Hello.
So,
welcome.
Yeah, thanks for tuning in.
Thank you for having me.
Of course. Neil is an alumni here. He graduated Oneonta in 78, and he was the GM, and now I am the GM, so it's kind of like a little family.
Kindred spirits.
Of course. Yeah,
absolutely.
100%. Neil has shown me so much about the station, and he's just been a great support and a great voice for all of the current DJs for as long as he's been around. Neil started alumni reunions. He's kept everyone connected. He's created such a community for all of us to feel safe and just to explore college radio. And we wouldn't be here without Neil, and he's a testament to the station.
Thank you.
So, of course,
I don't even know what to say.
It's the truth.
I don't normally, I'm not normally a speechless person, but
I'll take it as a compliment.
This is way up there on, I don't know what the heck to say list. But so, thank you, and I love you guys.
So. We love you, Neil. And so, Neil, if I'm not wrong, you're being presented with something this weekend, right?
Yes. Tonight are the Alumni of Distinction Awards.
Definitely are one.
Now, thank you, and I'll be one of seven people that are receiving the award this evening.
Yeah.
Which is extremely exciting.
It is.
And a large part of the reason why they've chosen me was because of my involvement with WONY.
Yeah.
And my involvement, continuous involvement with the students.
Yeah, it's, I mean.
And which is a joy.
It is. As far as I've been here, I've known Neil, but. And your involvement goes before me. We were just actually, while we were having a little reception for Neil, we were playing one of his recorded shows from 1993. So that just, and he was even coming back before then. So Neil is,
yeah, we started,
a cornerstone.
We started him in 1980.
Yeah, yeah. And Neil's been,
so
he's been here.
For 46 years, there's been a WONY reunion.
Yeah.
And it's the only organization in the history of the school to have something like that. So, and it's continuing. So
it is.
Can you imagine what a blowout we're going to have when we do the 50th reunion?
I'm looking forward to it.
Celebration, right?
That's going to be, I'll be here for that. Yeah. I'll be an alumni at that point.
You'll hopefully. Be an alumni.
Knock on wood, I graduate, you know? But
as I tell you guys, you're one of you for 4 years. You're one of us for the rest of your life. So
yes, you do. You do say it. Yeah, every day. When we all have Brooks at the dinner, it's usually. Yeah. So we also have some other guests as well. If you guys want to say hi, everyone's mic is on. If you want
Come
to
on, go. Guys, say hi.
Hey, everyone. I'm Neil's son, Ben Fryman. And I was first on Woney at one of the reunions, I believe, in 1997 when I was 3 years old.
Youngest Woney DJ.
I'll never forget that. Tabio and why? Oneyanta.
Yeah.
When we were over in Alumni Hall.
Yeah. Yeah. It started off in Morris Alumni.
I started in Morris Hall.
And then now, and then Alumni, and then now here, right?
Yeah. Yep. And you know, it's funny, I say the same thing. This state studio is gorgeous. It's fabulous. But I don't long for any place else because this is wherever Woney is Woney. Mm-hmm. If that makes any sense.
It does.
And after the initial shock of the difference, which takes about 10 minutes, then it's just Woney.
Yeah.
I think it's great it's in the Union, quite frankly.
I do. It's very convenient for us. I mean, that was, you kind of said something, and I actually can relate to it. I think we've probably talked about this over the years, but how first day you decided to join the radio station, and that's exactly how I felt.
That was very first day.
Yeah, I knew coming into Oneonta that I wanted to do college radio. So when you said that, I was like, it is kindred spirit. It's a funny connection.
You get hooked, and you don't.
You do get hooked.
You just can't leave. Look at Dr. B.
Well, I don't have as much of a choice.
He loves it.
They wrote it into my contract at this point. I think they can.
Yeah, but Dr. Bottomley, to be very fair about it, this station is viable the way that it is, considering the whole thing could have blown up during COVID.
Yeah.
And the station's growing, it's viable, it's exciting, and you're the head of that. I mean, you're the person that's guiding everybody every year.
Thank you.
And that's something that everybody needs to know.
The move here, you know, was right. I mean, actually, the station was being built during COVID. I mean, the move was planned all before that. But it was not a sure thing that Woney would exist, you know. And we were, when they basically got evicted out of Alumni Hall, the university could have just pulled the plug at that point. But thankfully, in large part due to alumni like yourselves, who have a real sort of love for and commitment to Woney, the university saw the value. And to student members like Josh or his precursors a handful of years ago, who also were very committed to the club, they saw that it was worth moving and relocating and building this home that will now be, you know, kind of ensures Woney's future for, I think, a good long time. I mean, now, you know, this is a part of the infrastructure of the university for sure.
And you look at someone like Josh. This is Josh's second year as general manager of the radio station. To do it for 1 year is a lot of work. To do it for 2 years is an enormous amount of work and dedication and love. So if you don't come back for the reunions, I'll give you a break for the first few not to come back. But after that, you're in trouble.
I'm hooked. Yeah, so. Like you said, I'm hooked. It's Woney family. No, yeah. I mean, this station, it does. I'm glad it continued through COVID, and I'm glad that there is so much engagement with the alumni because this is a community. It is a family. And, like, I think the station moving throughout a giant change like COVID and the alumni reunions that Neil started in 1980 continuing and ever-growing in popularity, and now us expanding that to doing multiple a year, it just shows.
Yeah, now we have a reunion in New York City.
We do.
In November.
Yeah.
Now, so if anybody's listening to this and you're, you don't have to be a Woney member to come. It's for anybody, and it's open for the alumni.
It was just great.
Go to Oneonta alumni, come. And we had a number of people last year that were not members of the radio station that came. They came with friends or they came hopefully to see people, and it keeps expanding our connectivity to all these, you know, there's 80,000 living alumni is the correct term.
That's correct.
Thank you. Yeah. Of Oneonta in this, and many, many, many of them have their connections back to WONY, incredible.
Yeah, it was cool to see, especially when I met so many of the alumni who had maybe lost contact for a little bit, seeing them like rekindle that through Wony and the radio station. Again, I've said it before, but kudos to you, Neil, for starting
that. Thank you. I'll tell you, the only thing that's a little bit odd, mm-hmm. and I'm saying this totally tongue-in-cheek, is the radio station had a surprise party for me today, and it took my breath away. And what really blew me away was not all the memorabilia on the wall, but the fact that they said, "We love Wony Grandpa." And I've become Wony Grandpa.
We had shirts made.
I think that's very cool.
Of course.
You know, thank God I'm here to be Wony Grandpa. That's good. That's good, too. But,
yes.
You know, but thank you. That's just...
Where are we going?
Yeah.
You know, started out as some 18-year-old kid walking in the door saying, "Oh, I want to go on the radio."
Yeah, and now it's stuck. Hey, like you said, you got hooked in your family. It's the Wony family.
Oh, yeah. This is my family.
It is. Is it nice having your family and your Wony family being in the same
booth
right now?
Oh, yeah. This is great. I got my family. I got my whole family sitting here in this room. This is phenomenal.
Yeah.
They're being shy, though.
They are.
I know. I have three members of the family here that are being a little quiet. So
that's okay. I remember my first show, too.
Yeah, my son Elijah.
Except one of them's been here before.
Elijah was with me at the 50th anniversary of Wony.
Oh, they both have. Okay.
Yeah, so he's been here for that, too.
You guys are seasoned veterans.
50. It was the 50th.
Wait.
You weren't here. He was here.
What was the reunion where I rolled a cue ball at the, I believe it was at the College Union. I rolled a cue ball on the table.
Right.
On a pool table. It bounced off the bumper and hit Elijah right in the face.
Well, that was a separate reunion. That was one of the reunions that I was coming up for with you guys.
That wasn't a Wony reunion.
That was a Wony reunion.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Fond memories of that.
Yes. You didn't come.
Okay. So there used to be pool tables in the union?
Yeah, there were also pinball machines in the union, too.
If anyone is listening, bring that back.
Wait. There was also here down this same floor that we are, was the Ratskeller.
Yes. I talk about this all the time.
And the Ratskeller was like the greatest bar. Mm-hmm. There was an open fire. There was a big round fire pit in the middle. Mm-hmm. That's where we had. That's the old, I don't know what it's called.
The waterfront room now.
Waterfront room, yes, which is now a multi-purpose room, basically.
Yeah, it's like an event space.
Yeah, event space, thank you. Mm-hmm. And next door to us here was the Wooden Nickel Coffee House.
Yeah, I heard about that, too.
And we had some phenomenal acoustic music coming through.
Yeah. You happened to walk out on something,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, all right. Go ahead. Now with this movie coming out, I walked out on Bruce Springsteen here in the here in the student union.
I believe it's in the movie. It's a pivotal scene.
Yeah, I walked out. I said, "Boy, this guy can't sing." Yeah. And I got up and I left. You know, I was like, I was going on the air in about an hour, and I went, I'm out of here.
Yeah, so, I'm going to go prep.
So I walked out on, I also walked out on, I never told anybody this, the Jerry Garcia band.
Grateful Dead?
Yeah. Jerry Garcia had a separate spinoff band at the same time called the Jerry Garcia Band. Mm-hmm. He played a lot of the college campuses, the smaller venues. And this isn't the Dead, and a bunch of us walked out like idiots. But Billy Joel did play here when I was a sophomore.
Did you stay for that?
Oh, God, yes.
I mean,
I'm from Long Island.
How could you not?
There's no way I'm missing that.
Yeah, 100%.
You know, that was, he played in the gym, what was then the gym, the Hal Chase.
Chase Fitness? Yeah.
Chase Fitness was the gym, was the main, mm-hmm. the only gym.
Yeah, before.
And it was on the floor of the gym that he performed.
Yeah, yeah. That must have been a sight.
Yeah, he was, you know, up and coming. Piano Man was big. He had his first couple of albums out, and he was just starting to become huge. Mm-hmm. And we waited online to get tickets for it. It was crazy.
Yeah.
It was a fortune, too. It was like, I don't know, $3? Something
prices.
Like that to see Billy Joel.
Yeah.
We were fortunate back then. We had the money, and we had concerts weren't as expensive, and we had concert series.
Yeah.
And it was consistent. Big, we had music. If you look back in the old yearbooks. One of these days, take a ride. If you can somehow find yearbooks from the 70s and to the 80s.
We have a couple pictures and scrapbooks, but yearbooks I'd have to
look through. In the yearbooks. It shows all the different shows that played here.
Yeah.
And we connected with a lot of the different acts that played here.
Yeah, we're trying to bring that back. We had, I don't know if you would know the band Neon Trees, but it's early mid-2010s band. We had them here, and we actually got to interview them.
These three would know.
I think so.
I would not.
They had a song, Everybody Talks, an animal.
They were very popular when I was in college.
Yeah, yeah.
And high school as well.
You know, they're still good. I still enjoy them, yeah. But yeah, Oneonta, one thing I will say, like O-Factor and O-Fest, it is fun that we get to have musicians come into the school.
That's great.
Yeah.
I've never been a pro. The O-Fest, you have professionals?
It's the big spring concert. They basically do, like, they call it a festival. It's Oneonta Hartwick. O-H-O-Fest.
Things were different. We used to call it the big climax. That's what we used to call it. That's what it was called. It was advertised. And big thing, the big climax was the end of the year party.
Yeah. Is that when they had the truck?
Yeah, the beer truck.
The beer truck,
yeah. Yeah, they brought a beer truck up to college camp.
Yeah.
It was this gigantic truck that had taps all through the sides of keg.
Yeah.
And there was free-flowing beer and barbecue, the whole campus. They did it for about 2 years, and then all of a sudden the administration went, we don't think this is a great idea.
Again.
And they canceled it.
This is playing in Hunt right now, so if anyone is taking notes in the offices.
Really?
That couldn't be bad. Yeah.
I don't think you're going to get that one back.
No, I'll pitch that till my dying day, but probably not.
I just will say, Bree over here, I probably in, 2011, 2013, saw Childish Gambino at O-Fest.
Did you?
Yeah.
Childish Gambino was at O-Fest? I didn't know that.
That's cool. There was a few names that I've heard. Like
you could
names.
Be talking Latin right now.
I'm trying to think what he was.
This is when Moni Grandpa comes to the surface.
Yeah. No, that's cool. I didn't know 2013.
Before I run upstairs, I want to say, first of all, I need to thank you guys so much for today and for the party. And your love is literally unbelievable. Just something I never in my life dreamt about or expected. I thank you so much.
Of course.
Only thing I'd ask is we can play one. I know we're not here until we're here chit-chatting. Mm-hmm. When we first started the Wonnie Reunions, I tried to figure out a song that we could play every year to announce the Wonnie Reunions. Mm-hmm. And up until the last couple of years, this was the song since 1980 or thereabouts, whenever the song came about, that we opened up every Wonnie Reunion with.
Want me to take it away?
You can take it away.
All right, sweet. Next up on WNY 90.9 FM is The Boys Are Back in Town by Thin Lizzy. Mm. Keep it locked.
Together. The boys are back in town. The boys are back in town. boys are here again.
Just a woman on the
empire casting off. Before the Western design, private citizens and companies manage the work of expansion. John Dee with his crying mirror necromanced the British Empire. Sick and untrained, the work we may do in the world, the work we may do in the world. They couldn't capture Hispaniola, so they went and found a harbor, the red dawn of England's empire.
400 years,
land of wood.
Please watch your step before getting onto the boat. It's going to be a little bumpy. My name is Caitlin, and I'll be the captain of today's voyage on the Whale Watching Experience. I will also act as your translator. Yes, you heard that right. Your translator. I can speak whale. Ooh, there's one now. Let's take a listen. It's trying to say hi. Look, it's trying to wave at us. Now it's saying, you're listening to WONY Oneonta 90.9 FM Red Dragon Radio. That's kind of random, but all right. Uh-oh, it's lifting its flipper. It's too close to the boat. Oh my God, it's gonna splash. Ugh, keep it locked.
Hi, this is Ryan Swan from IT Service.